treason, sedition, rebellion. This is the heritage of the American patriot. Those revolutionaries who stood on principle to fight against tyranny no matter the cost. And that spirit lives strong today in the activists and freedom fighters who fight against the authoritarian state. Each in their own way, each with their own mission, united for the cause.
I had the idea to run on a platform of fuck the police prior to actually winning the primary.
I mean, AOC is a drama queen and she's full of shit.
They said, you don't get to tell us no, we're the state health department, and I said, hell no.
You brought a freaking guillotine.
People already pushing back in ways that didn't even need any votes to be cast.
I'm not ratting on anybody, and I did what I did, so you're going to have to give me what the law says you have to give.
You want to make the world a better place? Have some babies and raise them to not be stupid.
Hope I don't get canceled. Talk to you.
These are the people whose stories I'm here to share. I'm Justin O'Donnell, and this is Submersive.
Man, governments are not going to like this shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, activists, anarchists, and people of the internet, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Subversive. As always, I'm your host, Justin O'Donnell. And before we get started, just remember whatever platform you share on or you listen on, whether it's YouTube Live, Odyssey, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or on the air at LRN.fm. You can help grow the show by liking, commenting, subscribing, and most of all, sharing with your friends. And if you enjoy the content, you can join the insurgency by visiting patreon.com/O'Donnell today. Again, that's patreon.com/O'Donnell. And make sure to check out our sponsor, snackswag.com, for all your favorite Liberty merch, including some new official podcast branded merch from the Subversive Collection, including brand new designs for t-shirts, hoodies, coffee mugs, and more. Again, that's snackswag.com, where you can check out the awesome new collection of official Subversive merchandise today. And if you want to keep in touch between shows, follow me on social media. Join our community Discord channel and chat with other fans of the show at any time. All these links can be found in the description of the video or podcast you're listening to. So make sure to check them out today. And today we're talking about the pay-to-play environments and pay-to-play mentality of ballot access laws in American elections. Ballot access restrictions refer to the rules and regulations that govern who can get on the ballot and run for office. These restrictions can vary from state to state and can include requirements such as collecting a certain number of signatures, paying a late fee, an administrative filing fee, or meeting certain qualifications. These rules can have a significant impact on who runs for office and ultimately who is elected. Recently, the New Hampshire House Bill 116 has been proposed to increase the ballot access requirements for primary candidates significantly. This legislation is sparking debate over the issue of ballot access and its impact on democracy. In this discussion, we'll delve into the complex issue of ballot access restrictions and examine the arguments against increasing these requirements and the potential consequences of this legislation and the broader implications of ballot access restrictions on the democratic process. Currently, there's a segregated system of ballot access in New Hampshire with different rules for party primaries and independent candidates in the general election. For party primaries, a candidate must simply be registered to vote as a member of the party for whom they seek the nomination and pay an insignificant filing fee to the state in order to participate in the electoral process. However, independent and third-party candidates who seek to have their names placed on the general election ballot must not only pay the same filing fee as candidates in a major party, but also need to collect a large number of nomination petitions from registered voters as well. Anyone with experience in libertarian third-party politics has been around to help with or bear witness to a petition drive for ballot access. Whether someone's running for local office, statewide office, or president, if they want to do so not as a Republican or Democrat, petitions are a necessary evil due to the existing ballot access laws. However, it's the access to the major party primary ballots being threatened by House Bill 116. Under current law, a candidate seeking statewide office in New Hampshire must pay an administrative filing fee of $100 or submit 200 petitions in order to have their name printed on the primary ballot. House Bill 116 seeks to increase these thresholds to $10,000 or 25,000 petitions to exercise one's right to run for office in the state of New Hampshire. Ballot access laws can make or break a candidate's chance to run for office. But do you ever stop to think about why some states make it easier or harder for certain people to run for office? These laws determine who can officially be on the ballot for an election, and it can have a major impact on the outcome of elections. I may be alone in trying to spark debate over the New Hampshire House Bill 116, which aims to increase the requirements for primary candidates, but have you ever considered the overall impact laws can have on our political process? In this discussion, I want to explore the arguments in favor of making ballot access laws easier. I want to cover how it can lead to increased competition and diversity in the political process, and how it can provide more people an equal opportunity to run for office, regardless of their background or resources. I'm going to dive into the real implications of these laws, how it can shape the future of our democracy. Whether you're a student of politics, a concerned citizen, or considering running for office, this discussion, I hope, will help you understand the significance of these restrictions. One of the first arguments in favor of reducing or eliminating ballot access restrictions, making it easier to access the ballot, is the benefits of increased competition. Now, making it easier for candidates to get on the ballot can lead to more competition in elections, which can lead to a more engaged electorate and a more representative government. Increased competition leads to more engaged voters. When there are more candidates on the ballot, it can lead to more voter interest and participation in the election, and this results in a more informed and engaged electorate that is more likely to hold elected officials accountable. More competition can lead to better representation. When there are more candidates to choose from, it can be more likely that the candidate who is elected will be more representative of the electorate as a whole. This is because candidates will have to appeal to a wider range of voters in order to win. Competition can also lead to more innovative ideas and policies. With more candidates running, there's more ideas, more policies, and more debate and discussion, which leads to innovation and progress. Candidates will have to differentiate themselves from their opponents, and this can lead to new and creative solutions to problems. More competition can improve the quality of candidates. When there's more competition to get on the ballot and to win an election, it can lead to candidates who are more qualified, more experienced, and more dedicated to public service. Competition also makes politicians more accountable. Candidates will be more responsive to citizens and be more likely to work on their behalf. If they're not afforded the protection of ballot access laws serving incumbents. By allowing more candidates to participate, it can give the opportunity for alternative voices, parties, and ideologies to be heard, to hopefully have a chance to win. Where if they're excluded from the ballot in the first place, they would never. Ballot access requirements can also be a barrier to entry for candidates from marginalized communities who may not have the resources or connections to meet those requirements. By making it easier for candidates from these communities to get on the ballot, the pool of candidates can encompass greater diversity. And greater diversity can bring new perspectives and solutions to issues. Candidates from diverse backgrounds can bring new ideas and solutions to problems, as they may have different life experiences and perspectives than candidates from more traditional backgrounds. Diverse candidates can help build more inclusive and representative governments. Representation of diverse groups in government can lead to more inclusive policies and increased trust and legitimacy of the political system. diverse candidates can act as role models and inspire more people from marginalized communities to get involved in politics. By having diverse candidates on the ballot, it can make the political process more inclusive and accessible to all, and open up new opportunities for underrepresented communities to participate in the political process. Greater diversity in politics can improve the quality of decision-making. When there are more diverse perspectives represented in government, it can lead to more thoughtful and well-informed decision-making and avoid groupthink. Diverse candidates can bring a fresh perspective on current political scene and address issues that might otherwise be overlooked by traditional candidates who don't have the experience or understanding of what other communities and people of other backgrounds go through. Greater diversity in politics means greater representation of society as it is. A society that's increasingly diverse and inclusive, breaking down barriers and paving the way for more people of diverse communities to run for office in the future. It brings more voices into politics, allowing more candidates to participate in elections, giving voters a wider range of options that can amplify the voices of groups that are underrepresented in the political process. More voices means more representation and inclusivity. When there are more candidates on the ballot, it leads to a more representative government. As candidates will have to appeal to the wider range of voters, ensuring diverse perspectives and the needs of the population are considered and addressed by all those in contention. More voices in the political process can lead to more diverse and progressive policies. Not necessarily progressive in the bad way, as many libertarians want to think, but having a variety of voices on the ballot can lead to more ideas and innovative policies being discussed, creating opportunities for new and progressive solutions to be put forward. More voices can foster more informed and engaged electorates. When there are more candidates on the ballot, it can lead to more voter interest and participation in the election, resulting in a more informed and engaged electorate that's more likely to hold those they elect to account if they're given another option. Allowing more voices to participate in the political process can increase voter turnout and civic engagement. And when voters have more choices on the ballot, and they're more likely to participate in the political process and see their vote as more meaningful, they have more buy-in. More trust in the system means more demands for the system to work properly. More voices can lead to a more civil and productive political discourse. With more candidates on the ballot, more opportunities for constructive and political discourse, candidates have to engage with a wider range of political ideologies and perspectives. More voices can provide new and alternative solutions and can diversify the political scene, bringing in new perspectives and encouraging discussion on underrepresented issues and policies, which may be overlooked by those entrenched in the battle for politics year over year. And more voices can provide a fair representation of society, as different communities and groups can have the opportunity to be heard and to have a say in the governance of their own communities. And voter choice. By making it easier to get candidates on the ballot, voters have more options to choose from and can select a candidate that better represents their views. Voter choice means more representation and accountability. When there are more candidates on the ballot, it leads to more representative governments for a number of reasons. But as voters have a wider range of options to choose from, they can be more representative of their communities. This can ensure diverse perspectives and needs of the population are considered and addressed, and that elected officials are held accountable by voters. Voter choice can lead to a more engaged electorate, just like other reasons. People want to participate in a political process where they believe their vote is meaningful and matters. And a more engaged electorate is more likely to stand up to the abuses of the system in place. Voter choice increases fairness in the political process. When there are more choices on the ballot, all candidates have to appeal to a wider range of voters. The balance of an election can be more tenuous and require more compromise from candidates and voters alike. This ensures diverse perspectives and needs of the population are considered. Voter choice fosters a more competitive political process. With more candidates on the ballot, there'll be more competition amongst candidates, which can lead to more innovative ideas and policies being discussed, leading to more innovative, productive, and progressive solutions to the problems that face society. Voter choice can also lead to more efficient allocation of political power. When voters have more choices, they can make a more informed decision and choose a candidate that better represents their views. This can lead to more efficient allocation of political power, as a candidate who is elected will be more representative of the electorate as a whole and not simply a good old boy selected by an organization or a party apparatus. Voter choice provides voters with a wider range of options, allowing them to select candidates that best aligns with their values and priorities, increasing their representation, and even if unelected, to signal to the political establishment that their voice isn't represented in the current system and that they would prefer the alternative in a meaningful manner. Creating a more democratic process, allowing more citizens to be able to select candidates that better align with their values, prioritizing their own interests, and leading to better governance. With the issue of cost, ballot access requirements can be costly and time-consuming, especially for candidates who do not have the support of established political parties. Making it easier for candidates to get on the ballot can reduce the financial burden on candidates and allow them to focus on their campaign message instead. Lowering costs for candidates can make the political process more accessible. When ballot access requirements are costly and time-consuming, it can be difficult for candidates who do not have the support of established political parties to get on the ballot. Lowering these costs can make it easier for candidates to run for office and make the political process more accessible to a wider range of individuals, and this is crucial because it's known that the political parties don't represent the interests of the people. And allowing them to control access for who is allowed to seek the vote of the people for representation hurts the health of democracy. Lowering cost is also crucial to increasing competition in the political process. When it's less expensive on the ballot, it leads to more candidates running for office, which can increase competition and lead to more representative government. Lowering costs can help small and new parties, as well as independent candidates, participate in the political process. It needs to be easier for small and new parties, third parties, the Green Party, Libertarian Party, Constitution Party, the Capitalist Party, to even have the opportunity for their voices to be heard. Lowering costs for campaigns can potentially lead to more effective use of resources. When candidates have to spend less money on ballot access, they can redirect those resources towards campaigning and reaching out to voters, leading to more involved campaigns that have candidates who have a better understanding of what their communities and constituents go through on a regular basis. Can also help reduce the role of big money in politics. The cost of simply getting on the ballot is reduced, and it may not be as dependent on large campaign donations, and thus reduce the role of lobbyists and corporations and their ability to buy our political elite. Lowering these costs can help new and underrepresented voices access political processes and participate in the governance of the country, their state, or their community. Allowing for a more robust debate in politics. Lowering costs for candidates can also lead to fairer competition and make the electoral process more affordable for individuals who otherwise could not run for office. On a matter of fairness, being hard to get on the ballot results in candidates would otherwise be able to win an election losing the race simply because they did not have the resources to get on the ballot. Making the access to the ballot easier would result in a more fair electoral process. It could lead to ballot access requirements being a barrier to entry for some candidates, particularly those who do not have resources or connections to meet those requirements. Making it easier for candidates to get on the ballot can ensure that the political process is open and inclusive to all. Easier ballot access can lead to more competitive elections. When it's easier to get candidates on the ballot, there may be more candidates running for office, which leads to more competitive elections, increases the chances of a more representative government, and ensure that elected officials are held accountable. Easier ballot access can increase voter choice. We discussed the benefits of voter choice already extensively. And making ballot access easier can help candidates who are not supported by established parties to participate in the political process. Requirements can be particularly difficult for candidates who are not supported by the establishment parties, who don't have the benefit of incumbency, who don't have fundraising apparatuses that can leverage millions of dollars in corporate donations, making it harder for them to just get on the ballot and challenge the status quo of establishment parties and mainstream media. Making it easier for these candidates to participate in the political process can ensure a more inclusive and representative political process. Easier ballot access promotes fairness in the political process, ensuring that all qualified candidates, regardless of their resources and connections, have an equal opportunity to get on the ballot and compete in an election. Making ballot access easier can help increase the representation of underrepresented groups, new parties, those who aren't afforded the privilege of wealth and position and an incumbency in the political system that exists. Fairer and more efficient elections and more diverse allocations of power can reinstill voter faith in electoral systems, making candidates appeal to a wider range of voters by giving voters a wider range of candidates. It is important to note, though, while many people do support making ballot access easier, there are some concerns about potential for frivolous candidates or sore loser candidates that can quote unquote harm the political process. One argument in favor of allowing frivolous candidates to have the same ballot access as other candidates is of simply upholding our principles of free speech. Allowing all individuals to run for office, regardless of their chances of winning, is the only way to ensure that everyone's voice is heard and that the political process remains open and inclusive. And frivolous candidates can serve as a phenomenal form of protest or satire, and they can draw attention to issues that might otherwise be ignored. They can also encourage more voter engagement by providing something fresh to talk about, and possibly satire on the current political scene. Additionally, it's quite difficult to define what a frivolous candidate is. It's a subjective evaluation. And some candidates that were considered frivolous in the past ended up impacting elections or drawing major attention on important issues. It's also worth noting that in a democratic system, the right to vote and stand for office are closely linked. And limiting the right to stand for office can be seen as an infringement of the right to vote, as it limits the choices available to voters. The issue of ballot access isn't about making sure that it is about making sure that everyone has a fair and equal opportunity to participate in the political process, regardless of their background or their resources or even their chances of winning. It's about creating a political process that's open, inclusive, and truly representative of the population. However, as we've seen with proposed House Bill 116 in New Hampshire, not all laws regarding ballot access are created equal. Laws that make it harder for certain groups of people to run for office are discriminatory, and it's up to us as citizens to stand against them. It's important to remember that ballot access is not just about who gets to run for office. It's also about who gets to have their voices heard in the political process. And that's why protecting free speech in elections is crucial. We must ensure that all voices have the opportunity to be heard and that no one's free speech is suppressed. So let's stay informed, stay engaged, and stand up for free, fair, and accessible elections. And that starts with ballot access. The only way to make sure that our political process truly represents the diversity and interests of our entire population is our continued involvement in the fight and making our voices heard to those in office and those who aim to be in office, seek to be, or simply want the opportunity. Whether running for office yourself, supporting a candidate, whether or not they have a chance. Standing for these rights is the only thing that can protect them. Now, today, June the 10th, or January the 10th, 2023, I got the year right, I'll be heading to Concord, New Hampshire to testify in a public hearing on House Bill 116, one of several bills that will impact ballot access in the state of New Hampshire, that if passed, along with House Bill 115, which will change the date of the primary election and change the dates of petitioning requirements submission deadlines, could combine to have an effect that there would never be a third party or independent candidate on the ballot again in the state of New Hampshire. And we can't rely on the courts to strike down these laws when our involvement could help persuade them to be crafted in a manner that's more suitable. Well, they may want to protect their party's institutions from the frivolity of candidates who don't stand a chance and clog up the debate stage and the election proceedings. At the end of the day, they can do so only by denying you your rights. That's all for today. Perhaps more later after the hearing. But until next time, be free. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Subversive. Make sure to like, subscribe, and turn on notifications to get alerted every time we go live on YouTube. And make sure to leave some comments and reviews on whatever platform you listen on to let me know what you thought of this episode. And a huge thanks and shout out to our sponsors and the awesome members of the Insurgency on Patreon. If you enjoyed this content, you can join the Insurgency on Patreon by following the links in the description for patreon.com/O'Donnell. And if you can't catch the show live, you can always catch it the next day on YouTube, Odyssey, Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, and wherever else you listen to your favorite podcasts every day. So until next time, everybody, be free.